Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament from Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 through 14.
今日经文是来自新约的哥罗西书第一章9至14节.
We will first read this in unison, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会一起用英文读，之后再一起用广东话读.
Let us all rise.
请起立.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy to the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
哥罗西书第一章9至14节。 因此我们从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦， 在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的权能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势， 把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。God
bless the reading and hearing of His word.
神祝福读和听他说话的人。Please
be seated.
请坐。
Today we're happy to have our brother Jin Chung bring today's message. The title of his message is The Prayer That Transforms Lives.
今日我哋好欢喜得嚟讲嘅信息叫做改变生命的祷告。Lord, we ask you, Almighty God, to mercifully look upon your people this morning.
再求你去怜悯嘅，去垂怜你嘅子民。
That by your great goodness, we may be governed and preserved evermore.
以至于我哋能够系被你掌管。
Both in body, mind, and soul.
系心意力都系。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名，阿门。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Great to see you all once again.
好高兴再次见到大家。
We're going to look at today's passage in two parts.
我们会今天看经文分两部分。
This week we will focus specifically on the nature of this prayer.
第一部分我们今天讲的就是今天的祷告的本质。
And next week we will dive deeper into each element of this prayer.
下次我们会再分析，仔细地再看每一个部分。
And my proposition is that by the end of next week,
我们希望在下个礼拜之后呢,
we would be able to identify a prayer that can transform not just my life, but the one that we pray.
我们希望我们能够去找到一个祷告，不单只能够改变自己的生命，也能够改变你为那位祷告的人。
We have often, and all of us in this room, some point in our life experienced how our prayers do change based on our circumstances.
我哋喺呢度嘅人，我哋都睇到有曾經經歷過我哋嘅禱告點樣改變咗我哋嘅處境。
For example, when our life is going well, our prayers might become a brief expression of thanksgiving.
咁譬如我嘅生命好平順嘅時候，我都禱告好多時就係一個簡單嘅向神嘅感恩。
But when crises come,
咁但係危機嚟到嘅時候。
For instance, when doctor delivers a very difficult news,
譬如一個醫生講咗一個唔好嘅消息嚟聽，
or when our relationship with our beloved ones are off for time being,
又或者我哋同我哋所愛嘅人嘅關係有問題，
when our business is not doing so well,
又或者我哋嘅生意做得唔係幾好，
we begin to see that our prayers do change.In its urgency and persistency.
我哋會睇到我哋嘅禱告開始變得更加係恆切係緊迫。
This pattern is universal, I believe.
咁呢個咁嘅模式咧普世都係咁樣嘅。
For us, it's in the form of prayer that we express this urgency, but for this world, it's in the form of a different expression.
咁對於基督徒嚟講，我哋嗰種嘅恆切緊急咧，可能喺用禱告嚟表達出嚟。但喺世界上邊咧，佢哋嘅表達方法會唔同。
So in that sense, this pattern is almost biblical, as we see in the book of Psalms.
咁我哋喺詩篇裏邊睇到呢種咁嘅轉變嘅模式咧，係好合乎聖經嘅。
These motivation of our prayer must be checked, and we would look at it today.
咁我哋呢種嘅禱告嘅嗰個動機，我哋今日會去詳細去睇同埋要去分析。
If you were paying attention to today's passage, we notice that the Apostle Paul gives us, or at least introduces us to a higher motivation of prayer.
你留意今日睇個經文嘅時候咧，保羅咧去向我哋去介紹一個更加高層次嘅禱告嘅動機。
And if his prayer is rooted not in our desperate need.But in the magnificent work of God.
咁佢嘅禱告咧，係建基於唔係佢嗰個好緊迫嘅需要，而係建基於神特別嘅工作。
And the urgency and persistency of his prayer are not dependent on the circumstances of the Colossian church, but it is dependent. They are depending on the accomplished and applied.Work of redemption done by Christ.
他們的禱告的恆切性不是建基於他們哥羅西教會的處境，而建基於神耶穌基督在我們身上，以及耶穌基督已經成就了的無比的工作。
So today we will see how this gospel-centered approach to prayer can transform not just prayers itself.But also our very understanding of what a prayer should look like in this day and age.
今日我哋睇到就係話呢個以福音為中心嘅祈禱，唔單止去改變我哋自己嘅生命，並且係改變我哋周圍嘅人。
And in that proper gospel-centered prayer, we can see and we can be a person who walks worthy of our Savior.In our church, in our body of Christ.
當我哋以呢個福音為中心去禱告嘅時候，我哋就能夠行事為人咧，係配得起神嘅福音。
So could we take a moment to wrap and greet one another to your left, right, and front and back? Say, it is very good to see you this morning.
起身，讓我哋同周圍嘅人去打個招呼，後大家講好高興今日見到你。
Now, those of you who are a bit reserved in this moment of sermon, I just want to encourage you that this is one of the things that the early church did every day they meet.
如果你覺得好奇怪嘅時候咧，其實我哋咁樣做法咧係好多時早期嘅教會都係咁樣嘅。
But they greeted with a holy kiss, whatever that is.
咁佢哋咧係用親吻去彼此吻安嘅，自己想象下。
Please join me in a word of prayer once again.
我再一次一齊祈禱。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence. May your word be our only rule. May your spirit be our only teacher.
天父，我哋喺你面前去屈膝，去求主你嘅话语系我哋 唯一的教师，为我唯一的分事。
And may your greater glory be our only supreme concern through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
愿你的荣耀是我们唯一所想的，奉耶稣基督的名义求。
So as we begin our passage of this transformative prayer, let's look at the nature of this prayer in itself. But in order to do that, we have to go back a few verses prior to that.
咁让我哋去睇下今日嘅改变生命嘅祈祷嘅时候，我哋睇下呢个祈祷嘅本质。但系首先我哋要睇下今日经文之前嘅几节。
And unfortunately, I don't have PowerPoint slides today.
好可惜我今日冇
But I do want to encourage for you to intellectually have a dialogue with me as you listen this morning.
我希望咧，你同我，你去听我讲嘅时候咧，我哋都系彼此有个对话。
First, start off.By thinking about your own definition of prayer. What is prayer to you?
首先要想下你自己对于祈祷的定义是什么呢？祈祷究竟是什么呢？
Has your prayer changed anything in your life?
你的祈祷有没有在你生命上作出任何改变呢？
Did prayer work in a sense?
就是
说
呢，
when you prayed?
祈祷有没有用呢？你祈祷的时候。
How did you pray?
你怎样祈祷?
And to whom did you pray?
你向哪个祈祷?
And with what words did you pray?
你用什么去祈祷?
Those are the things that you need to be thinking, or I would invite you to be thinking when we look at Apostle Paul's prayer for the Colossian church.
我们今天看哥罗西书里面的祈祷的时候，我们都要去想这些问题。
Verse 9 begins like this, And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you.
第九节他说，因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
Prayer is a response of knowing the condition of the Colossian church's spirituality.
祈祷就是说回应当他知道哥罗西的教会的处境的时候一个回应。
As we will look into this a little more and shortly, the response that Apostle Paul had in his prayer was not produced by their physical difficulties, but their spiritual or richness.
咁呢個保羅為佢哋嘅祈禱咧，唔係出於佢哋喺肉身上物質上嘅困難，而係出於嘅。
So what did it that Apostle Paul hear that he began to pray for them without unceasingly?
咁究竟保罗听到啲乜嘢，以致佢为佢哋不住嘅祷告祈求咧
？Now let's go back to verse 4.
我哋要睇翻之前嘅第四节。
If you do have your Bible with you, please turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 1, verse 4.
咁如果有圣经嘅时候咧，你就要打翻开哥罗西书第一章第四节。
I'm going to begin from verse 3. We always thank God, so there is the prayer and thanksgiving go hand in hand. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
咁第三节佢话，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, if you are lacking in your thanksgiving in your Christian life, begin to pray.
咁如果你喺生命里边冇得感恩嘅时候咧，你要开始祈祷。
If you lack thanksgiving, thankful heart wherever you are right now, or wherever situation that you might be or you were before, and you lack thanksgiving to God, then that's the time to pray.
咁如果你喺无论任何嘅状况，你冇向神去感恩嘅时候咧，就系嗰个地方你要开始去祈祷。
And the question is, what foundation are you ought to set your prayer upon?
咁个问题就系。你的祈祷你要建基于是哪一道呢?
And for Paul, in verse 4, it says, Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints.
保罗说,因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心,并向众圣徒的爱心。
What did he hear? Their faith in Christ and their love for the saints, or the holy people of God in today's translation.
保罗所听到的就是说他们在耶稣基督里面的信心和向众圣徒即是皮卡基督徒的爱心。
In other words, the prayer that transforms lives in today's passage at least is rooted or have its foundation on the work of Christ, which God has started in his people, as well as he will accomplish it in his people.
即係話保羅今日所講嘅祈禱係向哥羅西嘅祈禱，就係建基於喺基督嘅工作係由神開始同埋神係會完成嘅。
That ought to be our beginning of our each prayer when we pray for other sick friends or for myself or for my family members. That it is God's started redemptive work in that person that we ought to pray in thanksgiving.
所以我们的祈祷，我们应该就好像这样去开始，是当我们去为受伤、有病、任何困难的人祈祷的时候，我们开始就是要为他们，为神在他们身上开始了和会成就的救恩的工作去祈祷。
Paul heard of Colossians' faith in Christ and their love for all the saints, namely all believers, because
保罗听到哥罗西他们在基督里面的信心和向众圣徒的爱心，就是向所有的信主的人，是因为什么呢？
Because in verse 5, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven.
是因为第五节里面讲，因为那给你们存在天上的盼望。
Paul heard about faith in Christ Jesus in the Colossians church. So their love for God.
保罗听到在哥罗西教会里面的人，他们在基督里面的信心和向众圣徒的爱心。
And he heard their love for each other.Other apostles and other disciples of Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ.
听到他们向神的爱心，向众弟兄姊妹的爱心，去基督的爱心。
These two elements or characteristics of the Colossians church stems from the hope that was laid for them in heaven.
这种两样的本质，哥罗西信徒的本质，他们是建基于在天上边为他们存留那个盼望。
Paul's reason for him to pray for these people are not their physical weaknesses or illness or even spiritual weaknesses or illness.
保罗为他们祈祷，不是因为他们在肉身上面的受苦或者是软弱。
It is their faith and love for others, based on what Christ has done in the gospel that was laid as a hope in heaven.
是因为他们的信心和他们的向众圣徒的爱心是基于耶稣基督为他们所成就的工作和在天上为他们存留的那个盼望。
And by now you will be asking, what is this faith that they had in Christ?
那你现在会问，那他们在基督里面的信心是什么呢？
And what is this love they had for each other?
同埋佢哋向众圣徒所显示嘅爱心又系乜嘢咧
？Well, first of all, it wasn't initiated by themselves because it was because of the hope that Jesus had laid in heaven for them. So they're not the starter, but they're also responding to what Christ has done in their faith and their love.
但首先就系唔系佢哋自己开始，而系因为喺天上边为佢哋存留咗嘅盼望，系因为耶稣基督喺佢哋身上所开始嘅工作，直至佢哋系回应神嘅工作。
In Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 86 asks, what is faith in Jesus Christ?
在小信仰问答第86条，他说究竟基督里面的信心是什么呢？
It says, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace.
在基督里面的信心是一个得救的信心。
By which we receive and rest on Jesus alone for my salvation.
我们是唯一靠着耶稣基督是可以得救。
In other words, faith is turning to Jesus to be our Savior and Master.
也就是说，信心就是转向耶稣基督，以祂为我们的救主和主人。
Resting on Jesus here also means putting all of our burdens and weight on Jesus as the only hope of salvation.
依靠耶稣基督就是将我们所有的盼望，我们都是放在耶稣基督的身上，是祂我们唯一的救恩的盼望。
Now hold up, Jen. Are you telling me Paul prayed for someone who had his only hope of salvation in Jesus Christ?
咁你話鄭傳道係咪真係話保羅去為嗰啲人嘅祈禱，佢哋唯一嘅救恩嘅盼望就喺耶穌基督嘅裏邊啊
？Wouldn't we pray for those who don't have that faith in Christ, rather than the one who's already doing well by putting their hope of salvation in Christ alone？
咁唔通我哋唔為嗰啲嚇冇信心、冇得救嘅人去祈禱咩？淨係為嗰啲已經信咗嘅人祈禱
？Yes, you're right。
話係冇錯。
We ought to pray for the weaker ones more than the strong ones.
我哋要为嗰啲软弱嘅人多过要为啲强壮嘅人。
However,
但系
we should not neglect to pray for the one who is already doing good. Also,
我哋都唔可以唔为嗰啲已经做得几好嘅人去继续祈祷。
And that could change the way that we pray.
咁样就系会改变我哋祈祷嘅方法。
How?
点解咧？
We ought to pray unceasingly.
我哋要不断嘅祈祷。
Not only when we are in suffering or trials or at the verge of breaking down.
唔单止系喺苦难里边、喺危难里边，同埋甚至乎要去跌倒嘅时候。
We ought to be praying when we are happy and doing well. And maybe the reason why Apostle Paul is praying for those who have faith in their Christ, in Christ alone is because they needed our prayer even more.
所以我但是我们更加要为那些他们做得很好很平顺很开心的人祈祷，因为可能他们更加需要我们的祈祷。
Maybe that person is putting up all that there is in order to have that what seems like okay and doing well face.
因为那个人可能要去是要去将所有的东西都摆出来，去装扮出来，去觉得做得挺好。
But how do we know whether that person is really doing well, or whether that person is just faking their faith?
我们怎么知道那个人是不是扮出来的呢？
How do we know that we ought to pray for this Christian today who has his faith in Christ and not the other?
我们怎么知道要为这个那个已经信了的人，在基督里面有信心的人去祈祷，而不是为另一个人祈祷呢？
We must look at the dual characteristics of the Colossians church. It was their faith in God and Christ and love for others.
我们要看看这个哥罗西基督徒他们的特质，在基督里面有信心，以及向众圣徒有爱心。
Now once again, this is also counterintuitive to us this morning.
对我们来说也有点困惑。
Colossian church had their own hope of salvation only in Jesus Christ. And that hope of salvation was manifested outwardly in their daily life for their love for each other.
哥罗西的信徒他们已经是在基督里面有这个救恩的盼望，而这个救恩的盼望也都反照于他们向众圣徒所行的爱心里面出来。
And their well-being or doing well in their Christian walk is the very motivation of Apostle Paul's prayer for them.
哥罗西教会的信徒他们的行事为人也都是保罗要为他们祈祷的原因。
I mean, faith in Christ and love for others, don't they reflect the greatest commandments to love God and love others as ourselves?
在基督里面的信心和向众圣徒显出的爱心，这个就是表示了神给我们最大的两条诫命，就是爱主你的神和爱你的邻舍，爱人如己。
This Colossian church is living out, metaphorically speaking, the entire laws in the Bible, which were summarized into two, love God and love others.
哥罗西教会他们的信徒其实已经好像已经成全了神给我们的最大的两条诫命，爱神和爱人如己。
Apostle Paul is clearly not praying for their lives to be improved or come out of some sort of a worst outcome they can face.
很明显保罗不是为了他们所陷的处境，又或者要他们是从这个信心里面去拯救出来去祈祷。
So I want you to think your own prayer life today and Apostle Paul's prayer in this passage.
所以你要问一下你今天的祈祷的生活，和对照于保罗在这段经文里面的祈祷。
Have you been praying to God when you felt the need to pray?
你是不是当你觉得有需要祈祷的时候，你才向神去祈祷？
And you often can look back and say, when did I really feel that I needed to pray?
咁你可以再問下自己，我幾時覺得我需要祈禱呢？
For Paul, he needed to pray for the Colossian church when they were doing well in their spiritual walk.
對於保羅，他要為哥羅西嘅信徒去祈禱，係因為佢哋喺信心上邊行得好嘅時候。
We must not, in a way, to dichotomize the motivations and the reasons for us to pray, because that would be limiting the benefit that we have in Christ through the form of prayer.
我哋唔可以限制於我哋要祈禱嘅原因，呢個咧會改變咗去使到我哋嘅祈禱咧更加狹窄。
To be more bold about this.You can't really say, once you understand the nature of this prayer, you cannot say, I don't have a prayer request for that brother or sister in Christ.
更加大膽啲嘅講就係話咧，因為今日嘅咁嘅經文咧，我哋唔可以話啊，我冇乜嘢可以為嗰個弟兄姊妹去祈禱。
Are we in the same page?
明唔明我哋講乜嘢？弟兄姊妹。
To look to your left and right and say, Are you doing well in Christ?
我問下睇下周圍嘅人，佢哋係咪喺基督裏邊去行得好咧
？I mean, this is your brothers and sisters. God has united. This is your body. This is the element in the body.
呢個係喺你嘅肢體喺基督裏邊聯合一齊嘅弟兄姊妹。
Samuel, you're doing all right, brother? Yes. And that does not, he said, he gave me a thumbs up, that means he's doing well. But that does not stop me from praying for that person, praying for Samuel.
纵使个人说做得好的时候呢，你都不可以停止不为那个人去祈祷。
Well, we'll get into that next week, but there are spiritual part of the prayer and then physical elements of the prayer that we would get into next week. But I would pray for Samuel to be increased in the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual understandings and wisdom, so that he may walk his life worthy in a manner of God's calling for him.
我哋为Samuel祈祷就系话咧，让佢咧喺佢嘅脑袋里头脑里边去更加认识神嘅旨意，以致佢嘅行事为人系配得起神嘅救恩。
Parents in this room,
作为父母嘅。
When your child is doing well, pray even more for them.
当你的子女是做得好的时候，你更加要为他们祈祷。
Do not ask for prayer requests for your fellow brothers and sisters when you know that the problem, perhaps it's the problem or the difficulties your child is having, comes up in the surface level.
咁唔好净系问其他姊弟兄姊妹有咩代祷嘅事项，亦都睇到你嘅儿女咧，佢首先佢点样为佢哋祈祷。
Now, obviously, when we continuously, unceasingly pray, that is the will of God, or one of the part of the will of God that we hear in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:16-18.
咁喺帖撒罗尼加前书咧，首先所睇到嘅就系、是、呢、这个就系我哋要去不住去祈祷嘅原因。
In that sense, if you are neglecting in your prayer, be encouraged that this is the will of God for you.
你要知道呢个系神俾你嘅旨意，要去不住嘅去祈求。
Now, I titled today's passage "The Prayer That Transforms Lives."
我俾今日嘅讲道嘅题目就系话改变生命嘅祈祷。
The prayer itself does not hold the power.To save the saints or transform our lives in itself.
We all know that, right? 本身我哋都知道唔能够去改变人嗰个生命。
The act of praying for unbeliever or act of praying for our fellow brothers and sisters, you know, it does have benefits to it, but it's not going to save them from sinning.
呢个为你弟兄姊妹或者未信嘅人，你祈祷呢、这个祈祷本身唔能够去阻止佢哋唔去犯罪。
But the prayer that we offer to God is transformative and is effective and powerful because it is God who hears our prayer.
呢个向神去献上嘅祈祷系有呢个改变嘅能力，因为呢个系神佢自己佢听我哋祈祷。
And it is in the Son. Through the Spirit, Our prayer is used as a means of grace that God has ordained for his people.
但在基督里面藉着圣灵是神定义去能够去使他的信徒有益处。
So what I'm trying to do is, in your intellectual dialogue with me, our prayer must not be horizontal in per se. It ought to be always connecting to God in the Son through the Spirit.
所以我们的祈祷不是只是打横向的，而是我们一定要是藉着耶稣基督，藉通过圣灵去向神去祈祷。
And it is a sad, true reality for me to be able to explain this nature of prayer.
这个是我们都要去解释这个祈祷的本质是什么。
The act of prayer in itself is always spiritual, and it is initiated by God, and has beendistorted in our understandings of what the prayer is, so we must make that adjustment.
这个祈祷是由神去起始，但是很多时候我们对祈祷都有个误解，我们要去纠正。
But in the beginning, prayers were not like that.
但起初的时候呢，祈祷不是这样的。
Prayers were not watered down today as a tool to get what we want from God.
祈祷不是好像今天这样去变成了我们只是藉着祈祷想从神里面去得到什么的一个工具。
It was an essential part of our relationship, covenantal relationship with our God.
这个是我们跟神这个约的关系一个重要的部分。
For that reason, when we take our perspectives of our prayer from what we have onto what we was or what it was intended,we begin to pray for one another, not only in the times of need, but in the times of celebration as well.
所以当我们去真的改变这个祈祷的时候，我们不单止去为人的需要祈祷，并且在祈祷里面我们为他们庆祝。
And we can see the glimpse of less selfish prayer in today's prayer of Apostle Paul.
我们在保罗今天的祈祷里面去看到一个更加不是那么自私的祈祷。
And therefore, selfishness,Or selfish prayer cannot produce a genuinely thankful heart or a thankful prayer.
自私的祈祷不能够产生一个真正的感恩的心或者感恩的祈祷。
Because that thankfulness only comes when our needed or when my felt needs are met.
因为感恩是要源于我们的需要已经得到满足。
We pray because we want this from God. We pray because we want this for others from God. That is a bit self-centered prayer.
我们祈祷想从神里面得到这些东西，得到那些东西，这种是一个自私的祈祷。
Only if that is the only prayer that you pray.
如果那个是你唯一的祈祷的时候。
But just as Apostle Paul prayed for the Colossian church's faith and love because of the hope laid up in heaven,
就好像保罗为他们祈祷的时候，因为他们在天上所有的盼望，他们的信心和爱心。
Our nature of our prayer can be adjusted if it were to fulfill our own selfish desire, but to fulfill the greater picture of God's redemption in His church.
我们的祈祷能够改变，不再是为了我们自私的渴求要祈祷，而是为了神在这个教会里面，在普世里面成就的救恩。
For that reason, if you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that transforms, that has the transformative power of God Himself in the prayers that we pray, because God is gracious.
因为藉着神的怜悯，我们在神里面的祈祷才能够有这个改变生命的方法。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying we should not depend on God when we are in need, because we are all needy people.
但弟兄姊妹，我不是说当我们有需要的时候，我们不再需要去依靠神，我们是有需要的人。
Let us continue to depend on our God and His mercy for our only hope of salvation.
让我们继续去依靠神，是祂的怜悯，使我们能够得到这个唯一的救恩的盼望。
But as we are a mature Christian, a body of brothers and sisters,
但当我们是在基督里面是肢体里面不成熟的时候，
Let us take one step further in our prayer life.
让我们在祷告的生命里面去更进一步。
Would you join me and fellow brothers and sisters in your prayer walk one step further than where you are?
你愿意同我一起在这个祈祷的里面去行更前的一步。
Would you join the rest of the church to pray for one another who are already displaying the accomplished work of salvation also?
你会不会同我一起去为那些在他们的信心的生命上面已经去彰显了神的救恩工作的弟兄姊妹祈祷呢？
Would you pray for those who are already putting their trust and faith in Christ and genuinely loving the saints around them?
你是不是可以去为那些他们已经被你看到他们的信心是放在耶稣基督里面同埋向其他人去发出显出你的爱心的人祈祷呢？
But how?
但是怎样呢？
I know how to pray when persons are sick.
我知道当怎样去为一个有病的人去祈祷。
I know how to pray when someone has a prayer request and they need some prayer from the church.
我知道怎样为一个是在代祷事项里面是有需要的人去祈祷。
But Jen, I don't know how to pray for those who are already doing well.
但是郑全道，我不是很识怎样为那些已经做得挺好的人去祈祷。
Well, we must pray.In faith in the name of Jesus.
我们要一致，一定要凭着信心，奉耶稣基督的名去祈祷。
I remember when I first saw our girls start to take off and have their first steps as they walk.
我记得啊，我的女儿咧开始去行路嘅时候。
I was watching from afar, or like from the side.
咁喺侧边去睇。
Though they may have stumbled and needed my help, my heart was full of joy when I first.Saw Johanna was walking.
当我哋睇到个女去行第一步嘅时候咧，我睇到我自己都好开心。
And at that moment, I eagerly cheered and encouraged her to take more steps to come to Daddy.
我好为佢去鼓舞同埋鼓励佢行多几步去到爸爸嗰度。
But after a few steps, she just sat on her butt.
咁行咗几步咧，佢就坐咗喺度。
Similarly.
同样的
when Paul saw the Colossians' spiritual growth, when they were taking off and it seems like they're doing okay, or you know, hitting that milestone.
当保罗看到哥罗西的信徒他们开始起步行得挺好的时候
he didn't just say, well done.
他不是只是说你做得很好
He didn't just move on.
他不是只是继续叫他们继续向前
He prayed continuously for their further development.
他继续的为他们的发展成长祈祷。
We would never be able to have that full sanctification here on earth until Christ returns or we are called home.
在耶稣基督再回来之前或者他呼召我们回天家之前我们不会有一个完全成圣的地步。
We would continue to participate in that spiritual battle on our knees.
我们要在我们屈膝下来在我们属灵的征战上面去继续去挣扎。
For that reason,
因为这样的原因
there's always something that we can pray for each other.
我们一定可以有一些事为彼此去祈祷的。
And especially for pastors and leaders and elders.
特别是为牧师、为长老、为领袖。
I see pastors and leaders and elders are a bit of the forerunner in the local church's spiritual battle.
我看到牧师和长老呢都 在教会的在属灵的征战上面他们都行先
because Jesus Christ is our ultimate forerunner in all spiritual battle
耶稣基督在我们的属灵的征战上面呢他行得最先
As if Jesus Christ is praying for your pastors, your elders, your leaders even today, interceding for them
耶稣基督今天都为你的牧师、长老去代求
No matter how they appear
无论他们看落的状况是怎样
they're doing well in their teaching.
他们在他们的教导里面做得好
Maybe they're doing well in their prayer life.
或者他们的祷告生命上面做得好
This includes your fathers and your husbands and your leaders in your school also.
也包括了你的父亲、你的丈夫或者学校里面的领袖
They might be fighting the fight that you don't know about.
可能他们去打一场仗是你所不知道的。
Not everything that you see is everything out there.
不是你所看的就是实在的东西。
And if we have the head of the household, if we have the head of the church,
我们有教会的领袖，我们有家庭的头。
we ought to pray for these individuals that God has appointed for his kingdom and for our benefits.
我们要为这些神所命定作为领袖的，作为在他的国度里面做领袖的人去祈祷。
This teaches us something profound about the nature of Christian community of prayers.
教导了我们一个课，就是在基督徒的社群里面祈祷是怎样。
And it teaches us something about the nature of the Christian community itself.
也教导我们福音的群体的本质是什么。
So I want to challenge us this morning.
今天早上我想挑战你。
We have about 2 more weeks until Easter.
我们还有两个礼拜就是复活节了。
At the end of the sermon or the service, I would like to invite all of you to specifically approach at least 2 people to pray.
咁我喺崇拜之后咧，我想挑战你去特别嘅去揾两个人去祈祷。
Now, first, there are 2 people you're going to pray, 2 prayer topics.
咁咧，两个人去祈祷，你有两个祈祷嘅主题。
One is
第一。
Their prayer request. So you have to speak to them and ask, do you have any prayer requests?
第一样咧就系佢哋有啲咩代祷嘅事项，所以咧你要去问佢，你有啲咩嘢要为佢代祷。
Second is
第二
today's passage prayer.
今日嘅经文作为一个祷文。
It goes from verse 9 to verse 14.
由第九节到第十四节。
You don't have to memorize, but if you do, that'll be great.
咁你唔需要記得佢，咁但係如果你記得，你當然係好好啦。
But until Easter Sunday, we are going to pray for those 2 people each and every day for those 2 prayer topics.
咁咧，到呢個復活節之前咧，你每日都要為呢兩個人去做呢兩個嘅祈禱。
Can we do that?
可唔可以咁樣做
？Yeah.
可以。
If possible.Join with the same gender person.
So, if your brother,
ask another brother. If your sister, ask another sister.
弟兄找弟兄，姊妹找姊妹。
And by the time we come back in 2 weeks, we hope that we would be walking as worthy the manner of Christ.
我希望两个礼拜之后咧，就好似经文所讲，我哋嘅行事为人系对得起主嘅。
Now, the Apostle Paul further elaborates his intention of praying the prayer that can transform lives by identifying that this hope that was laid up in heaven is the gospel, the word of truth.
咁保罗去继续解释就系话呢个喺天上存留嘅盼望就系呢个福音呢个真理。
I want to reiterate the only prayer that transforms lives is the one that is rooted in Christ, the gospel, the word of the truth.
这个唯一改变生命的祈祷呢，就是建基于这个福音，是这个真理。
For the Colossians church, this gospel, the word of truth of Jesus Christ, was bearing fruit in them as well as in the whole world.
在这个哥罗西的教会里面，这个福音，这个真理，在耶稣基督里面的真理呢，是向这个世界和在他们里面呢，是发出这个果子。
Which is listed in verse 6.
在第六节里面。
Now this word of truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of our reconciliation with the Father, is the hope laid up in heaven that we could put our trust and faith in God and love one another.
这个真理，这个耶稣基督里面的福音，这个我们同神能够和好的这个好消息，就是在天上存留的这个盼望。
What Christ laid down, which is his life here on earth,is also it has laid up our hope in heaven for those who call upon the name of the Lord.
耶稣基督在这个地上去献上他的生命，而在天上为我们给我们这个盼望。
Therefore, the text subsequent text presents a proper prayer that is rooted in what he has laid down as well as what he has laid up for us. And he teaches how we ought to pray for our church.
跟住落嚟嗰幾節講到點樣祈禱嘅時候咧，係首先因為耶穌基督喺地上面所擺上嘅，同埋喺天上裏面已經為我哋存留嘅。
Now, once again, I want to re-emphasize that we should not stop praying for those who are in physical need, such as illnesses or job search or house search, marriage, children, and so forth.
但我要强调的就是说，我们不是要停止，不为那些在身体上面，在个人关系上面，其他的东西，有需要代求的东西去祈祷。
And that is the standard nature of our prayer, and that should not be removed. But,
这个是祈祷的首先的本质，这个不应该被拿走的，但是
If we can identify those prayers as a pruning process of that Christian's life,We ought to get to the root of their spiritual life.
如果我们看到这些代祷的事项是好像去这个基督徒的生命里面去修剪他的枝叶的时候，我们就更加要去到他的根部去找出那个问题。
Because that person's spiritual battle that he is facing or she is facing is invisible to our eyes.
因为他在属灵上面的争战呢，在我们的眼睛上面我们是看不到的。
Do you love your brothers and sisters of this church?
你是不是爱这个教会的弟兄姊妹呢?
Do you love the person next to you in the name of Jesus?
你是不是奉耶稣基督的名爱你旁边的人呢?
Then we ought to pray not just their physical matters, but we ought to pray for their spiritual matters more.
我们不单止要为他们在身体上面其他的需要，我们更加要在他们的属灵上面的需要去代祷。
And partly that is why God has given us the act of prayers.
所以呢，神呢，他给这个祈祷给我们。
Ephesians 6:12 says this.
以弗所书六章十二节。
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
因我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
there's more to what we see and what we hear when we meet on Sundays with each other.
当我们在礼拜日一起聚会的时候呢，我们看到的不是所有的一切。
Where do you want Covenant of Grace Church to go from?Today on onward.
你希望恩約堂在前面是走一条怎样的路呢?
Do you want to be healthy and doing well?
你是不是希望健康做得好呢?
Do you want our church to grow not just only in numbers but grow and be mature in their spirituality and the knowledge of Christ?
你是不是希望我们的教会不单止在人数上面的增长，更加是在灵性上面更加成熟，更加认识耶稣基督和他的旨意呢?
Would you like to evangelize?
你希不希望传福音呢?
Would you like to reach the end of the world?
你是不是希望去到世界尽头，将这个福音带到世界的尽头呢?
The battles begin. It's a spiritual battle that we are in.
我们是在一个属灵的争战里面。
Begins on our knees in prayers.
属灵的征战是由我们跪低去祈祷开始。
We are the witness of Christ's death and resurrection.
我们是见证耶稣基督的死和复活。
Can we turn to your left and right in front and say, You are the witness of Christ's death and resurrection.
让我们去向周围的人去讲话，你是见证耶稣基督的生死和复活。
We areGod's witness that He is going to send us off to advance the kingdom of God.
我们是神的见证，神去差派我们去扩展神的国度。
Have you been in one of those sending off missionary services before?
你有没有去过一些去差派宣教士出去的一些聚会里面呢？
So usually a missionary who is about to go off to, I don't know, to their mission field would come up in the altar.
咁通常咧，呢个宣教士要去佢哋嘅工场，去世界唔同嘅地方之前咧，佢哋会嚟到呢个讲台前面。
And elders lay their hands on them, on him and their family, and we pray special prayers for them.
咁咧长老咧会按手喺佢同埋佢嘅家人上边，我哋为佢祈祷。
But if that's for the missionaries,
咁呢个咧系为个宣教士。
That much of prayer is needed, or we want to give them to send them off.
咁佢哋系需要呢个祈祷，我哋去差佢出去之前。
We, the witnesses of Christ, where you are, need also that prayer.
你是耶稣基督的见证人，你都需要这个祈祷。
Maybe we should.
或者我们应该。
Each week.
每一个礼拜。
One family at a time.
每一个家庭。
To pray for them to be the witness of Christ in this world.
我们为这个家庭去祈祷，为这个家庭在这个世界里面是做基督的见证祈祷。
Now we want to pray for those who are not doing well as those who seem like they're doing well spiritually.
我们要为那些在属灵上面行得不好，或者在属灵上面好像做得很好的人去祈祷。
Now, Jin, what do you mean by we ought to pray for them for their spirituality or their spiritually?
郑传道，你说是什么意思呢？为他们在属灵上祈祷。
What do I mean by that?
我想说的是什么呢？
Prayers that continuously asking God to fill them up with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual understanding and wisdom so that they may be walking in a manner worthy of the Lord is the prayer that I am going to share with you today.
为他们祈祷就是希望他们在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意，以致他们的行事为人是配得起主。这个就是我们要和你分享的这个祈祷。
First step is to pray for the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第一就是希望他们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
As much as we need secular wisdom and understanding, we need even more spiritual understandings and wisdom.
在我们在属世里面我们要有智慧，但是在属灵上面我们更加要需要这个智慧和悟性。
That spiritual wisdom and understanding in our spiritual walk comes from increasing in the knowledge of God's will.
在当我们在属灵的生命上面去更加有这个智慧和悟性的时候，我们更加能够去认识神。
In other words, to live as a Christian, we need that knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And in order for us to know that God's will, we need spiritual wisdom, not just the secular wisdom.
所以我们要知道神的旨意的时候，我们需要有这个属灵的智慧和悟性，不是只是在属世的智慧和悟性上面。
The knowledge of God's will, which must be increased, is already displayed on that cross.
咁神知道呢个神嘅旨意已经喺呢个十架上边去显明出嚟。
Which is the hope, very hope that was laid up in heaven, which was also the foundation of Paul's prayer for the Colossians.
呢个就系喺天上边为我哋存留嘅盼望。呢个就系喺十字架上边俾我哋睇到。
So in application, we can say that Paul did not begin his prayer and supplication with their physical needs or financial needs.
所以保罗开始为他们祈祷的时候，不是只是为他们肉身的需要，不是为他们经济的需要。
Of course, that would have been helpful, and by the time God is graciously and in His and sovereign time, He can help them with that matter.
当然，神在他的主权的里边，在他的时间上边，能够在他们这些的需要上边去帮助他们。
The prayer that changes how we walk, the prayer thatmakes us walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, was rooted in the knowledge of God's revealed will for His people.
这个能够去改变人，让他们的基督徒的行事为人是配得起主的福音，是建基于能够去认识神的旨意在他生命上面是什么。
Now this walking is also living, so the transformed living,that is, in a manner worthy of the Lord, must begin in our knowledge of God's will.
这种改变生命的认识一定要是由我们认识神的旨意里面开始。
Paul knew from his past experience in ministries and knowledge that without this increased knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, a Christian would have a hard time walking in a manner worthy of the Lord.
因为保罗在他的经历上面知道了，如果基督徒不是能够在神的不是能够更加多认识神的旨意，藉着他们的属灵的悟性的时候，他们的行事为人就不能够做到去配得起主。
But Jin, can you explain a little more? Because you're being a little vague here.
郑传道，你可不可以解释多一点？
Yes,
好像兜个圈。
From verses 15 and onward, Apostle Paul is focusing on the preeminence of Christ.
由第十五节开始，保罗是解释他的专注于耶稣基督已经做了的事。
So in other words, in short, in order for us to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord,
換句話說，我們行事為人怎樣能夠配得起主呢？
We must be living with the knowledge of God's will.
就是說我們活著，我們要去認識神的旨意。
And we must have that knowledge of God's will in all our spiritual understandings and wisdom.
就是我們在我們的屬靈的旨意、屬靈的智慧和悟性上面去認識神的旨意。
Which also points us to Christ again.
也都翻，其實就是指翻向耶穌基督。
So he laid his life and there is a hope laid up in heaven for us.
他為我們去獻上生命，以致在天上面去存留了這個盼望。
And that's the motivation for us to pray for one another.
這個就是我們為彼此去祈禱的動機。
And the content of that prayer that we saw in Apostle Paul's prayer points us back to Jesus again.
而在保罗这个祈祷的内容里面，又翻指翻向耶稣基督。
It's not our necessary need is the motivation of prayer, so we pray, therefore their needs are met.
这个祈祷为人的肉身的需要祈祷，不是我们要去祈祷的动机。
It is the gospel which motivates us to pray.For the sake of Christ.
这个是这个福音去驱使我们去祈祷，而这个祈祷是为着耶稣基督。
And this is the gospel-centered prayer.
这个就是以福音为中心的祈祷。
And if we have that gospel-centered prayer, nothing can stop us from praying.
如果我们有这个以福音为中心的祈祷的时候，没有任何的事能够阻止我们的祈祷。
Nothing can stop us to have that, bear that fruit of our prayer because we are asking in the name of Jesus.Interestingly, this gospel-centered prayer begins by the knowledge of God's will.
好有趣的就是这个以福音为中心的祈祷，首先开始是藉着认识神的旨意。
And it ends with God, with Christ fulfilling and guiding us and making sure that we are walking that path that is worthy of the manner of God.
而怎样完结呢？就是说耶稣基督要肯定我们能够在我们的行事为人生活上面是配得起主。
In this broad stroke of framework, we must look into each element of Paul's prayer.
我们在保罗的每祈祷里面的每一个细节我们要看。
We bear fruit in every good work in verse 10.
第十节在一切善事上面结果子。
We are strengthened with all power in verse 11.
是照祂荣耀的权能在各样上面力上加力。
And this strength is according to God's glorious might.
是照祂荣耀的权能。
And we are with all endurance and patience with joy.
我们凡事欢欢喜喜能够忍耐宽容。
We give thanks to the Father who has qualified us.To share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
我们又感谢父，叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明里面同得基业。
Therefore, to remove spiritual understanding and wisdom from our prayers for our brothers and sisters in Christ can only result in a partial prayer, ineffective prayer.
如果在我们同为弟兄姊妹的祈祷里面将这个认识神的旨意拿走的时候，这个就变成一个不完全的祈祷。
Perhaps it's ignoring or even missing the fundamentals of our Christian life.
甚至乎可能是忽视了和完全去否定了基督徒生命的基本。
And I want to end today's sermon with this illustration.
我最后我想举一个例子要完结今天的讲道。
I'm doing an implant right here, on my lower left.
我在左边的下颚要做一个植牙。
I'm only 37.
我只是37岁而已。
I don't need an implant now.
我不需要一个植牙。
But my dentist say your teeth is pretty messed up.
但是我的牙医就说呢，我的牙其实很差。
So, by the way, I grew up going to dentist since I was like 7.
咁咧，我喺七岁开始嘅时候，我就睇紧牙医。
Because I love chocolates.
因为我中意食朱古力。
So please don't give me chocolates.
希望你唔好俾我朱古力。
But I have this anxiety when I sit there and sit still when they're working on my tooth.
我唔中意去睇牙醫，但係我坐喺嗰度喺牙醫嘅診所裏邊咧，我好憂慮。
And I get scared.
好驚。
I'm big, but I get scared, okay?
我很大隻,但我很怕的。
I get scared that somehow what they do might, you know, do it wrong, and then I'll mess up my teeth and everything and all so forth.
我很怕他們弄壞,讓我的牙變得更加差,更加多問題。
When I'm really stressed,
當我覺得很大壓力的時候,
I feel like it almost feels like, you know, I'm not going to make it.
我甚至乎覺得,我好像快死了。
Yeah, it sounds silly. I might not even wake up after they finish my treatment.
甚至乎怕他們弄完我的牙之後,我不會醒。
But, you know, that's what happens, the lies and all that. But guess what, guys?
但你知不知道什麼事發生呢?
This time, when I was doing the extraction,
這次我剝牙的時候,
somehow God has been gracious to me, and he gave me this thought.
神呢,對我有恩典,給我一個想法。
If you are so worried about you're going to die because of a dentist treatment,
如果你很擔心因為這個牙醫所做的事令到你會死的時候,
if you take so seriously, like this small tiny thing can cause you to die,
如果你覺得這件這麼微小的事能夠令到你死的時候,
you're so focused on it and you're so worried about it,
你很集中在這件事,你很擔心的時候,
what about sin that leads you to spiritual death?
罪能夠令到你在屬靈上死亡,
have you been serious about those small sins that you commit?
你是不是對這些細微的罪,你也很認真呢?
Have you been so serious and so attentive to the things that can cause you to spiritually die at the end in the last judgment?
你是不是也同樣的去專注於那樣的罪, 能夠最後使到你屬靈的死亡,在審判之時。
When I realized that silliness I had in my mind,
當我去意識到在我心裡所想的事多麼愚蠢的時候,
my anxiety and fear was just instantly gone.
我的憂慮,我的恐懼,立刻就走了。
Because I was so worried about this life here on earth that I have forgotten to fight against sin. Until I shed blood.
因為我很擔心在這個地上的生活,而忘記了我在屬靈上的真正要去將這個罪去爭戰。
I was so worried to preserve my physical life.
我很擔心要保留我這個肉身。
And yet I wasn't so serious, nor so attentive, nor so careful about small tiny bits of sins that put Jesus on that cross.
但我就沒有很留意到那種很小的罪,將耶穌基督擺在十字架上。Spiritual
things must be taken care of before physical things.
屬靈的事物,首先我們要去對付,在對付肉身的問題之先。
Not in the order of importance, but in the order of time.
不是重要的問題,而是在時間上的問題。
And at the end, we would be recreated in a new creation, both with our body and our spirit.
然後最後,我們在肉身,在屬靈上都能夠得到更新。
Brothers and sisters, please do be reminded, two people from today, to pray for two things, one for their prayer request, two for the verses 9 to 14.
記得找兩個人的祈禱,首先是他們的代禱的事項,第二就是剛才的經文。 9至14節。
And next week we will continue to look at each element of prayer that Apostle Paul prayed so that all of us in this room can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
下個禮拜我們就會睇下保羅呢個祈禱裡面每一個嘅細節,以至我哋能夠喺我哋嘅行事為人係能夠配得起主。
Please join me in a prayer.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Lord, we pray as you have taught us.
主我哋係以你教我哋嘅方法去祈禱。
We pray that we would refocus our prayers to you first and foremost.
我们祈祷是首先专注在你那里。
To the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And we pray for one another.
我们都为彼此去代求。
And we pray for the church.
为教会代求。
And we pray unceasingly, O God.
主我们不断的祈求。
So that not only our physical needs are met by your gracious and merciful hand,
以致我們肉身的需要不單止是被你的恩典、你的憐憫去滿足,
but we would be increasing the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual understandings and wisdom.
以致我們在屬, 同埋我哋喺属灵嘅智慧同埋悟性上边更加多认识主嘅旨意。
Lord, you have taught us that prayer rooted in Christ and the gospel is the prayer that changes lives.
你教导我哋呢个以基督为呢个根基嘅祈祷，能够去改变我哋嘅生命。
Let Christ alone be the motivation and the starting point of our prayers for each other.
让耶稣基督系我哋。祈祷的动机是唯一的动机。
Let Jesus Christ may be the perfecter of our prayers.
让耶稣基督是成为我们祈祷的成全的人。
Let us be reminded of the forgiveness of sins and the redemption in our prayers each and every day.
让我们每一天祈祷里面去记得神的赦免和救恩。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉基督耶稣的名义祈祷。阿们。